Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And nobody indeed is here. We've been talking about this article from thehindu.com where a volunteer for one of the vaccines for the COVID-19, COVIShield, has had some adverse effects since receiving the vaccine. The COVIShield vaccine is a double-dose vaccine trial with some volunteers getting an actual vaccine and some a placebo 28 days apart. So just to clarify, there's two shots that you get. They had two different groups. This is part of the clinical trial before it is released. A test 11 days later revealed the presence of antibodies in this particular gentleman. Proof, if you will, that the person had indeed received the vaccine and not a placebo. 10 days after the shot, he complained of severe headache followed by vomiting that confined him to bed for the rest of the day. His wife, according to the legal notice, said there was a total behavioral change in her husband, and he seemed unaware of his surroundings. He showed irritation towards light and sound and was resisting any effort to make him get up from bed, the notice states. He was taken in an ambulance to the emergency ward of the Sri Ramachandra Medical College and Hospital. The hospital's discharge summary, which the Hindu has viewed, notes that he was in an altered mental state and was disoriented during during his hospitalization. It was from October 11th through the 26th, so 15 days. When he was discharged, he underwent a CT scan as well as an MRI, a COVID-19 test, and even his cerebrospinal fluid was examined. Did they do a spinal tap for that?
Sounds awful.
He was also shifted to the intensive care unit. The patient's wife told the Hindu that her husband has not entirely recovered. We are consulting another neurologist at the Apollo Hospital, and his tests confirm dysfunction in his brain. He is recovering slowly and is better than what he was in October, but he is unable to work as before, and he is very passionate about his work, she said.
This is just an isolated incident. There's nothing to see here.
I mean, you're not wrong when you say this is an isolated incident. This is the first that we're hearing of, any of this kind of thing. And so it could very easily be written off by many people as, oh, well, it's just one guy and, you know, maybe the needle wasn't as sterile as it could have been, or maybe he picked up something while he was in the hospital, maybe.
It could be that the outcome of an experiment surprised the experimenter.
Or a rushed vaccine, right, with no liability for anybody involved in the making or the testing of it, right, have something go wrong.
Look, Americans, don't worry about all the potential side effects from an experimental medication. The mega corporations have your best interests in mind. They only care about you, and these politicians, they love you. And so they are going to do what's best for you. Just put your trust in them.
They love you so much that they're going to pass up their ability to have a vaccination so that you can have it first.
Did you see, like they love lab animals. I mean, did you see that the trio of warmongers are going to
get
the shot?
Sure, yeah. Once it's been administered to millions of people first and they, you know, can feel comfortable about it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I mean, we know how much theater the government likes to put on, so who's to say that whatever it is they're being injected with is actually the COVID vaccine. So now that we've mentioned the story of somebody who participated in one of the vaccine trials having an adverse reaction. Let's take a look at past vaccine disasters that show why rushing a coronavirus vaccine now would be colossally stupid.
How did this headline make it onto CNN?
It's CNN Health, so I have no idea.
Normally,
yeah, it's bizarre. They almost never tell the truth.
Yeah, you know.
But, well, we'll see what the article says.
Yeah, I mean, just it does have a lean, as you'll see, as most CNN articles do.
But it leans toward actual reality.
But that's the headline.
This from CNN. Past vaccine disasters show why rushing a coronavirus vaccine now would be colossally stupid. This was published last updated September 1st of 2020. Vaccine experts are warning the federal government against rushing out a coronavirus vaccine before testing has shown it's both safe and effective. Decades of history show why they're right. Their concern that the FDA may be moving too quickly heightened when FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn told the Financial Times that his agency could consider an emergency use authorization for COVID-19 vaccine before late-stage clinical trials are complete.
Oh, you know what they can do now, Captain? If they, let's say this thing comes out at the end of this month, which is what Trump was saying, right? Well, we're going to have a vaccine by the end of December.
Yep.
Let's say that actually happens and there is a massive negative reaction. Well, then they'll just be able to blame Trump.
That's true.
Because then Biden can come in and say, you know, we would have done this the right way. We would have been more, if it were my administration, we would have been more cautious. But Trump, he's reckless, and he just threw away however many thousands of Americans are going to die from this.
Hmm. Now, where's that little girl I was macking on?
He liked the way she smelled.
He loves to sniff them. That seems to be his thing.
He's the sniffer. The commissioner has the authority to allow unapproved medical products to be used in an emergency when there are no adequate or approved alternatives. An EUA is not the same as full approval, and it can be withdrawn. That's what happened with hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. The FDA granted the EUA to the drugs, much praised by President Donald Trump, on March 28th. It subsequently revoked its EUA in June after studies showed they were not effective and could also potentially cause serious heart problems. Okay, so vaccine approval. For a vaccine to be FDA-approved, scientists must gather enough data through clinical trials and large enough numbers of volunteers to prove it's safe and effective at protecting people against the disease. Once the data is collected, FDA advisors usually spend months considering it. An EUA is much quicker. Only once before has the FDA given a vaccine this lesser standard of approval of an EUA. But it was in an unusual circumstance. Soldiers had sued, claiming a mandatory anthrax vaccine made them sick, and a judge put a hold on the program.
So they issued this so that people who didn't want the vaccine could be forced to take it.
Right.
Isn't that special?
The Department of Defense asked for an EUA that then overrode the court ruling in 2005 so it could continue vaccinating military personnel, this time on a voluntary basis. Because, you know, things should just be done voluntarily by default, not otherwise voluntarily.
Yeah.
So otherwise, other vaccines have had to go through the entire clinical trial process and FDA approval process, which can take months or years.
It's kind of funny, though, that those soldiers were, I mean, professionally, they force other people to do what the government wants to be done, whatever it is, like die or whatever it is the government wants them to do. But then they get upset when the government wants to force them to do something.
Right.
Of course. They're still humans with rights. It's everybody else who's just exists at the government's pleasure.
So my point in reading through all of that is to get to the following information. When the vaccine-making process has been rushed, there have been bad outcomes.
Well, I mean, that's just true in life in general. I mean, every time I've ever been in a hurry to get something done, I am likely to make mistakes.
What?
Yeah.
What's the old wives' phrase? The hurrier I go, the behinder I get?
Something
I have not
like
heard that.
That
one, but that's cute.
Yeah. I think my grandmother had that on a, you know, a wall mm-hmm. hanging or something. And it is true. Whenever I try and rush through something, I usually make a ton of mistakes.
Right.
And it is...
It's just people's lives on the line here, so no big deal.
Yeah. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
If it just saves one life, I mean, it's fine.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bang Books at bangbooks.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Our toll toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You've got Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about some things related to coronavirus. And
that's unusual.
Yeah. This particular article is from CNN Health, and it says, past vaccine disasters show why rushing a coronavirus vaccine now would be colossally stupid. We've covered all of the intro to this.
When is the time that slapping together a medical treatment and forcing it on, you know, 7 billion unwilling people is a good idea? When does that happen?
Well,
don't worry. They won't force it. It'll just be highly incentivized.
Yeah. And
you get to keep breathing if you do it.
All of this is pointed directly at that particular point, Ian. Well said. So, what happened in the past when they tried to rush some vaccines? Well, on April 12, 1955, the government announced the first vaccine to protect kids against polio. Within days, labs had made thousands of lots of the vaccine. Batches made by one company, Cutter Labs, accidentally contained live polio virus.
Whoops.
And it caused an outbreak.
That's very clever. How's that working out for you, being clever?
More than 200,000 children got the polio vaccine, but within days the government had to abandon the program because 40,000 kids got polio.
Oh, my God.
Oops.
Is that sounds like it would have to be like more than got polio in a normal year or maybe decade.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell.
That's about a quarter of the number of doses they administered it to.
Yeah, the government suspended the vaccination program until it could determine what went wrong. I wonder. Maybe because you rushed through a thing. Maybe they gave the manufacturers special protection against lawsuits. It's hard to tell. I wasn't alive in that in 1955, but...
Yeah, Raggedy Ann and Andy were actually, as I understand it, designed by a grieving father.
Oh, really?
whose child or children died due to a injection or a vaccine.
Yeah. From 1955 to 1963, between 10% and 30% of polio vaccines were contaminated with simian virus 40, SV40. That would be...
Well, that's okay if you're not a monkey. It's a simian virus. You don't have to worry about that.
The way they would grow the virus was on monkey tissues. The rhesus macaques were imported from India, tens of thousands of them, medical anthropologist Lachlan Jane said.
That's not the kind of rhesus pieces I was looking for.
No, they were gang-caged, and in those conditions, the ones that didn't die on the journey, many got sick, and the viruses spread quickly. Scientists wrongly thought the formaldehyde they used would kill the virus. It was being transferred to millions of Americans. No current vaccines contain SV40 virus, the CDC says, and there's no evidence that the contamination harmed anyone. Yeah, but still, they gave a virus to millions of people. The epidemic that never was. In 1976, scientists predicted a pandemic of a new strain of influenza called swine flu.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, you're like, what? That wasn't 76. That was like...
Did they set up army hospitals to treat a whole bunch of people and then shut them down without having ever treated anybody?
Well, more than 40 years later, some historians call it the flu epidemic that never was. President Ford was basically told by his advisors that, look, we have a pandemic flu coming called swine flu that may be as bad as Spanish flu. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they said about the coronavirus?
Mm.
Said Michael Kinch, a professor of radiation oncology at the School of Medicine at Washington University in St. Louis. His latest book, Between Hope and Fear, explores the history of vaccines. Ford was being cajoled to put forward a vaccine that was hastily put together. When you have a brand new strain situation like that, they had to do it on the fly, Kinch said. Ford made the decision to make the immunization compulsory. Government.
Wow.
I
didn't even know they'd done that.
Have you driven a Ford?
They've actually had compulsory vaccines.
So it's 1976.
1976.
Wow.
Yeah.
And nobody shot back.
I was four, so yeah, I was probably incapable of shooting. Or at least, you know, intelligently. The government launched the program in about 7 months, and 40 million people got vaccinated against swine flu, according to the CDC. The vaccination campaign was later linked to causes of a neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which can develop after an infection or rarely after vaccination with a live vaccine.
But that's impossible. Vaccines can't cause side effects. The science is settled.
Unfortunately, due to that vaccine and the fact that it was done so hastily, there were a few hundred cases of Guillain-Barré, although it's not definitive that they were linked, Kinch said. The CDC said the increased risk was about one additional case for every 100,000 people who got the swine flu vaccine. Due to this small association, the government stopped the program to investigate. So, I mean, that's just a little bit of a review for everybody on what happens when your governments attempt to rush something that they have no business even having anything to do with.
Yeah, but they're smarter now. It'll be okay.
If the Nazis hadn't been able to force unwanted medical treatments on people, how would we know what happened if you sewed two twins together? We wouldn't even know. Science would be suffering without that knowledge.
Yeah, so I'll post the rest of this article on our social media, our Twitter, and our other feeds, Telegram, and whatnot, so you can, if you want to finish reading the rest of this, you can on your own. But my whole point here is just to say that we've covered what happens to, what could possibly happen to somebody who volunteers and has an adverse reaction. We've talked about the government providing special protection for these vaccine companies that shields them from you getting any justice if something were to go wrong and you take the vaccine. And also we've covered the history of rushed vaccines and what can possibly happen. Why am I covering this information?
Yeah, but you could just are you saying that this thing isn't serious, that we shouldn't be rushing any? I mean, look, people are dying, Captain. There are people dying out there.
People die every day.
I think that anybody with the level of intelligence to think that this sounds like a good idea to them should go out and should not only get vaccinated once, I think they should get half a dozen of these vaccinations, because they say that one of the likely side effects is that some people will be rendered sterile, and it's best if those people don't breathe.
In fact, I believe the CDC themselves have revealed numbers that indicate the number of human deaths this year are actually lower overall total than they were last year, even with the coronavirus. 855 453, more Free Talk Live is coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says mid-January could be a dark time in terms of coronavirus, given holiday gatherings and travel, warning people to be wary of indoor spread.
Not only for New York State, but for any state or city that is facing similar problems. Without substantial mitigation, the middle of January can be a really dark time for us.
He indicates we are just entering a post-Thanksgiving surge, which in theory would then match up with a Christmas and Hanukkah surge in terms of case numbers. Georgia's top election official says the results of the presidential election will stand. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger officially certifying Joe Biden as the winner of Georgia's 16 electoral votes. He confirmed no change in the results after three counts of illegally cast ballots. This is USA Radio News.
It was a rigged election.
President Trump's comments when asked about the election on Monday, the president continues.
You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country, these ballots pouring in from everywhere, using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece is weighing in on the Georgia Senate debates.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous, but giving solutions. Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, he said yeah, so I said yeah, and then we both said yeah, and now I'm saying yeah again about having said yeah in the first place, and now he's laughing at me going, ha-ha. Yes, it is Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733.
Reminds me of the old Eddie Murphy routine about James Brown. Yeah. What's he saying, what's man? I don't know, but you're getting paid. Just keep saying, yeah.
Indeed. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Again, 855-450-3733 if you'd like to join in on the conversation. I wanted to tell you that AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. And I got to tell you,
technically, a perfect payment would be one that you got credited without actually having to send them anything.
Yeah, I have to say, I use the Edge wallets, and you know, we're lucky here in the Keene, New Hampshire area where there's a bunch of places we can spend our crypto.
It wasn't just luck.
Well,
yeah, we're actually beneficiaries of a lot of hard work, is what we are.
I'm just saying that, like, compared to, I come from Seattle where there's one Bitcoin ATM.
Did you come from Seattle by accident?
Well, no, it was on purpose.
Okay, so it wasn't really a matter of luck.
I can't, but I'm just saying that I feel lucky that there's so many places I can use my Edge wallet.
And well, I'm glad when you fell off Seattle that you landed here.
When I do use anything, my transactions have been nothing but smooth. I think I've only had one thing sort of go awry, and that was whenever they were offering the cash back for using the AnyPay. You'd get, you know, a percentage of your purchase back, and something went awry, and that was the only problem that I ever had. So it was something that went awry, like, in my favor. So, yeah, those guys at AnyPay are doing good stuff.
Really?
At any rate, we've been talking a whole lot about vaccines and stuff, adverse effects of vaccines, people who have volunteered for the trials having adverse reactions, the history of rushed vaccines and the horrible things that have happened, quote, accidentally, unquote, when governments get involved to rush stuff. Why would I bring all of this stuff up and spend, you know, more than half the show on this? Well, this is from digitalmusicnews.com. Americans who refuse a COVID-19 vaccine could be denied a second stimulus check.
Okay.
So the government's going to steal
some
money from you.
That has yet to be proposed.
Government's going to steal some money from you, and then they're going to offer to give you some of it back, but only if you get the stab in the arm.
What do you say we go, like, steal some money from Sununu? And see what we can get him to do to get it back.
what do I say? I say that if you would like to explore that idea further, feel free to do so.
Okay. I don't really have any details. I don't even know what he has.
Ian, you are correct. This is a proposal, but Americans may be required to receive a COVID-19 vaccination in order to receive a second stimulus check payment of $1,500, according to a newly revealed Democratic proposal.
Not a surprise at all. Like I said, they're going to incentivize
it. I was just going to say, you mentioned earlier in the program that it's not going to be forced on you, but they're going to highly incentivize it in many different ways.
Like your job might tell you have to get one in order to keep it.
Right. Or you can't fly if you don't have one, or you can't take public transportation if you don't have one, or you can't rent a car if you don't have one, or, you know, insert.
You can't have your freedom pass.
Yes.
Well, you can tell there's a serious pandemic going on when the panic is so great that people aren't even as scared as they should be. And the government has to help them panic a little
better. I haven't seen any evidence of a pandemic. Sure, there is a sickness going around. A pandemic, I don't believe it fits the criteria. The proposal to require proof of a COVID-19 vaccination was unveiled earlier today, December 3rd, by longtime House Representative and Democratic presidential candidate John Delaney. It's unclear when a safe, tested COVID-19 vaccine will be released and widely available, though Delaney clearly expects...
So we're just going to go with the one we got.
He clearly expects a near-term release. Delaney said the plan wouldn't force anyone to take the vaccine, but it would be required to receive any federal stimulus money. Let me just say that again. But it would be required to receive any federal stimulus money.
Well, since I don't pay any federal taxes and I have no interest in ever paying federal taxes again, I don't have a problem with not getting their little pittance.
I just wonder what that means to all of the businesses that took the loans. Was it the CARES Act?
Oh, are they trapped now? That you gotta get the jab or it puts the vaccine on its skin, or else it pays us back again.
Yeah, or it just pays one again, right? We have to create, in my judgment, an incentive for people to really accelerate Americans' thinking about taking the vaccine, Delaney told CNBC. If you're still afraid of the vaccine and don't want to take it, that's your right. You won't participate in this program.
I can live with that. Just don't ever come asking me for any tax money, because you won't get it. You haven't been getting it anyway, so that's no change.
One problem for health officials is that vaccines typically take years to be tested, released, and approved. In this scenario, however, it becomes far more difficult or even impossible to determine any longer-term side effects. A recent Gallup poll found...
Well, no, they'll figure that out over a few years.
They'll just shine a speed ray on you so you can develop 10 years' worth of side effects in a year.
A recent Gallup poll found that just 58% of Americans would voluntarily receive a COVID-19 vaccine.
That many?
Yeah, it seems a little high
to
me.
Are we grown that dumb?
But I keep saying we're approaching peak dumb.
Well, I mean, and there is such a thing as peak dumb, because when your society gets sufficiently stupid, it collapses. And then it's not there anymore. And all the stupid people left without their protectors die. And then you're returned to some semblance of intelligence amongst the survivors, one hopes.
All right, let's go to Joe, who's calling in from Maryland, listening on 1450 WLLM, it appears. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Life is good.
Great. Hey, you know, I think everybody should get that vaccine.
Really?
That way you're protected.
You don't believe that, do you?
Sure.
Well, really? I'm protected that way because people too dumb to breed won't.
So Joe, I just want to point out that if you say everybody should get that vaccine, are you taking into account the people who've already had the COVID and gotten over it because they're part of everybody?
How about the people who have absolutely no desire to have the vaccine and, as a matter of fact, would rather stick that needle in your eye than let you stick it in their arm?
Yeah, but wait a minute. Okay, say you already had the vaccine and stuff like that, right?
No, you've already had the COVID.
I haven't had the vaccine.
Say you already had the COVID flu.
Mm-hmm.
What if it mutates and stuff like that? Maybe that vaccine would help you and prevent you to get that mutation.
Well,
I don't think vaccines
any
work
number
like
of
that.
Unprotected, unpredictable things might happen, and there's no reason to think that taking untested drugs is the best way to deal with it.
Hey, Joe, can you hold on? I think we have more to say. Hold on the line, please. 855-450-3733. We'll talk more with Joe coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. All right, so we were talking with a caller named Joe, and Joe, you are back on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Hello, Joe.
Stand by.
You got to press the right button.
I got to do another thing.
There we go.
Joe, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so we were talking about vaccines, and you were asking us some questions. Go ahead and repeat your question.
Okay, now, I heard you guys talking about side effects, right? Now, those side effects, don't they sound like manifestations of demonic possession that, instead of medical side effects? I've been joking with you all this time.
I told that to the guy who answered,
if I could do that, and he said yes.
Yeah, of course. I was going to say, I played in heavy metal bands for 22 years out on the West Coast, and while I've seen a whole bunch of weird crap go down, I don't think I would call any of them demonic manifestations.
Yeah. Yeah, I called it because I thought, you know, not that there aren't people that stupid out there, but...
You
didn't have that slack-jawed yokel sound to your voice.
Yeah, we were having a debate.
This guy's really that dumb.
We were having a debate there while you were on hold, and you know we were hearing from our sponsors that somebody was like, "I detect a hint of sarcasm." I'm like, "I'm undecided if he's being sarcastic, but I acknowledge it's possible."
Now listen to this, Dr. Jonas Saltz, right when
they came out with the original vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
He put his kids, his grandchildren on TV and gave them the vaccination. All three of his grandchildren had side effects, and they grew up with a life of hell.
Oh my God.
Is no joke. I'm telling you the truth.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you about this vaccine, all these vaccines that they give you.
Right.
They have aluminum in them.
Yep.
They have formaldehyde in them. They have mercury in them. They have something called MRC5, which are baby fetuses, I think, from 1966 in them.
Ooh, aged in an oak keg?
Yes.
Yummy.
I don't want that in my body. Here's another thing. In 2007, they gave, and I told my mom and my dad, don't get the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine because they went in one of those homes because mm-hmm. they couldn't take care of themselves. 3 days later, she died because she was, this is really hard for me. I'm telling you guys. She
take your time.
Was taking a bunch of medications for arthritis, and it suppressed her immune system. And 3 days later, you know, she, developed pneumonia, and she calls me 2 o'clock at work, and I get off the job. I go there. I take her to Christiana Hospital.
Uh-huh.
I stay there till 7:26 in the morning, and she tells me to go home. She goes, I'm fine. I said, are you sure? She goes, yeah. And then I get a call at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My girlfriend goes, you better hurry up. Your mom's going fast. And I get there and she's dead.
That's horrible. I'm trying to hear that.
Yeah, like I said, I don't take that vaccine. You don't know what's in it. And there's a lot of poison in it, guys. And, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, I've read that they're not releasing the full ingredient list of these vaccines either.
Right. And
they wouldn't want to scare people. That makes sense.
These people, they have immunity. Why do they have immunity? You can't sue them if you get sick and die, like my mom.
Right. Well, because nobody can get sick from a vaccine. So there's any suit brought against them will be either, a lie or a fraud.
Well, they're protected anyway. If you die, you can't sue anyone.
Right. Exactly.
But your family generally can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't sue them, and like I said, remember they interviewed that lady doctor, and she said, oh yeah, I'm going to take it, and at the end she goes, oh yeah, I'm going to take it once they give it to people and it proves that it's not,
she's not going to take it first.
That's right. What Obama and Bush and Clinton said too.
Yeah, I'm going to let the animals take it first, and then we'll move on to the humans.
Side effects include spontaneous bleeding from external organs, growth of a third eye.
Rectal leakage.
Yes.
Yeah, tell them to keep that 1500. Because remember, you got to take 2 shots of that, not one.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Two. So if the first one doesn't get you, the second one can get you. Matter of fact, you could take a shot where it could weaken your heart so bad that you become like a prisoner in your own body. You become like you could be like a 24-year-old person, and you'd be living in a 90-year-old. You'd be living in a 90-year-old body where. You're just so weak, and your heart is so weak.
So,
I mean, I'm not saying that could happen, but it could happen to you.
So, Joe, I don't know how old you are. We were discussing.
I'm 65.
Okay, so I have had a prior, when I was a young kid, right? My folks had me get the immunization shots that were required, measles, mumps, rubella, that type of thing. I got the tuberculosis vaccination when I was in my teens. But whenever I did, and I haven't had any vaccinations or any vaccine shots, not even the flu vaccine, for, I think, well over 20 years now. So, I'm pretty confident that I'm free of that stuff. But I have never heard of a vaccine requiring double dose. Have you?
No. And I've called you guys up before and told you that I'm into the herbal stuff and everything like that. Like, I go into my doctors and I take my mask off because I give them the nutrients that they need that kill. Like, I give them a bunch of stuff that are antifungal, antimicrobial, any bacterial and any viral and stuff like that.
Are you saying your breath kills fungus?
What's that?
Are you saying your breath kills fungus?
No, my breath doesn't kill fungus, but the stuff I give them. I give them both pills.
So you bring the stuff in a bottle.
You put in an eyedropper.
Okay.
Into liquid or under your tongue for sublingual.
I wasn't understanding the connection between that and taking a mask off.
Right, yeah. So.
I tell them that, you know, I take the stuff every day, and no virus can, like, survive in my body to, you know, give me the stuff.
All right,
because
so, Joe.
You know that the COVID virus, it isn't alive, it's inanimate. And it takes something to, you have to do something, breathe something to animate it in your body to get it working.
Yeah.
I don't think
I don't know
how
about
viruses
that.
Work.
Well, so in the vaccine, the virus is inert. It's dead.
Oh, you're saying it's, well, yeah.
I thought he just meant the normal.
That's what I was getting to, was that it was an inanimate thing that, like, turned into a virus when you added water, and that's not how viruses
work. You bring up something interesting,
That's how the COVID works. It's in your body. It's inanimate, right?
No, and then I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's nothing in my body. Barely anybody has had it in the whole state of the
nation. I've never heard somebody say that the COVID virus isn't an actual, like, virus. I mean, most viri are absolutely animated, are they not?
Okay, check it out. It's inanimate. And it needs to be animated.
Interesting.
Well,
okay.
They send me some and I'll check it out, but I'd really kind of prefer
to.
You can
look it up and find out about it.
I had a separate question, Joe.
What's that?
So if you're doing all these herbal and non-medical things, I am personally very surprised that nobody in the mainstream media or even in the submedias are talking about what people can do to enhance their own immune system, because we have this medical marvel. So what do you think folks can do?
Dr. Joe Wallach, you advertise him, and he talks about it all the time. So does one of his partners, Ben Fuchs.
Okay, we'll check that out. Thank you for the call tonight, Joe. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. What can you do to improve your own immune system? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.